KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines flights first stopped, then cleared to land by federal regulators. There was a system-wide technical issue that led to the FAA ordering all American Airlines flights grounded at the airline's request. The issue had to do with paperwork that hadn't been turned in, so all the flights were stopped. American says things are back up, people are on planes again, but there will be ripple effects throughout the day. Maybe it's a train you're taking this Christmas Eve. Well, those are running again, too, on the Northeast Corridor.
Amtrak says it's fully restored service between Philadelphia and New York. Since Sunday, the railroad has been dealing with cascading delays and cancellations, first after down power lines along the busy Northeast Corridor on Sunday, and then signal power problems at New York's Penn Station on Monday. An Amtrak statement thanking passengers for their understanding.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Total vindication for Alec Baldwin as prosecutors in New Mexico decide not to file any charges against him related to the Rust fatal shooting. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced $70 million in funding for public schools across the state. The funding comes from the Common School Fund, which is the sole source of financial support for things like books and technology for the vast majority of public school libraries across the state. The $70 million distribution marks the largest amount of funding handed out in the nearly 200-year history of the Common School Fund. Those distributions have nearly doubled over the last few years. Wisconsin court officials say mental health evaluations for people facing criminal charges are taking longer. According to Department of Health Services data, the number of people facing charges who were ordered to be evaluated for competency has grown from about 1,600 to 2,600 over the last 5 years. The number of people ordered to undergo treatment to restore competency has seen a similar increase. Officials say the DHS needs more funding to continue growing their competency services and mental health workforce. Law enforcement authorities are searching for the owner of a truck that was found abandoned off West Skyline Parkway in Duluth. According to the Duluth Police Department, the truck was found down a steep embankment near Enger Tower on Friday, but the owner of the vehicle was nowhere to be found. Crews managed to tow the truck back onto the road, and authorities are now looking for an explanation as to how the truck ended up abandoned in the area. They say they're currently working to determine who the vehicle is registered to. A Sawyer County man accused of stabbing his father to death and attacking his mother in May of 2020 has been sentenced to be recommitted to a mental institution. According to court documents, 38-year-old Peter Farnsworth entered guilty plea to 3 felonies at a sentencing hearing last week, but was then found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Farnsworth was ordered to be committed to the Mendota Mental Health Institute in Madison for at least the next 8 years and potentially for life depending on his progress. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers dominate the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team in the sense of I get everybody energized. I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy. They won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, it's maybe one of our best defensive efforts.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a little patchy fog in a few spots this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more patchy fog, and it could be frosty too. Our low in the 20s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high in the mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33 to discuss the ranking of Christmas treats. We'll wrap up everything on our Christmas Eve show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing Holiday Edition.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on air.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Well, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
All right, welcome back to a special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm having a discussion about Democrats willing to change everything that they stand for because they lost an election, 49.9% to 48.3%. As if those of us who voted Democrat want to see Democrats, if they think they've got problems now, if they change to the philosophy of the Republicans, they're really going to have some issues because people like me are going to join the rest of those 48% of Americans who don't vote because I'm never voting Republican. Ever. Ever. I'll go to my grave never voting Republican. Because I've lived long enough to know what their policies are. And their policies have never been for the average person. Never. And so I could never see myself supporting that. But at the same time, if Democrats think that cowering instead of standing up and fighting is the way to go, and I see many nationally recognized Democrats now changing, you know, in the middle of the stream, I'm not going to be one of them. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How are you?
Hi, I totally agree with you. I'm going to stand up for human rights. I'm 75 years old. I've worked hard all my life. I've never taken anything from anyone. But I also believe that people have a right to live the way they want to live. And I do feel that cowering in front of Republicans
bullies
in their wacky they're bullies and their wacky ideas, especially with transgenders. And I wrote this on Facebook. Republicans are the same as Nazis. The Nazis belittled the Jewish people, and we saw what happened to that. The Republicans are belittling the transgender, and this is what's happening.
Hey, but Susan, I just want to just. So this is not Republicans versus transgender. Diversity, equity, and inclusion includes everyone that's not white, that's not male, that's not a white male. And so they've reduced it to, you know, LGBTQ. And so everybody else gets thrown into that mix, and then everybody else is totally dismissed because diversity, equity, and inclusion includes all of us who are not white males. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and I lived through redlining. I know what redlining is. I know what the sundown laws were. I remember the 60s. I'm not that far removed from those times. And what they're doing is they're making the United States the poor white, tragic white man who can't get anything.
Yes.
Well, that's not the truth of what it is. We want equality for everyone, not just a select few.
So, Susan, that's...
I'm never going to vote Republican. No, I won't ever, because I don't like them. I do not believe in what they stand for, and they can whine all they want. DJ and Gary and that other gentleman this morning, I listened to you, and you talk stupid. This country is great because of everything that the combined peoples, all peoples, have done to make it a better place.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning.
Good morning, Earl, and Merry Early Christmas to you.
Likewise.
Really quickly. So Calvin has been at the radio station for a couple of years now. You are the only African-American person at that radio station, correct, Earl?
You mean as far as on the air?
Host, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So by your definition, there should be other additional people of the same color of your skin. Should Calvin, I'm sure Calvin, the question is for Calvin. Calvin, do you think you were hired for the position because you were a white guy or because you were actually capable of working the radio station?
Hey, David, before you go into this ridiculous, conversation, facts are facts. And diversity, equity, and inclusion and affirmative action was brought into reality because of injustice. Okay, you can't throw that out the window. And then now all of a sudden say, well, you know, what are they supposed to do, hire more black people? Listen, man, all people are ever asking is for this nation to stand up to what it says it is, to live up to its creed. Okay, it hasn't done that. It hasn't done it to this day. And so I don't want to hear about democracy and any of those things as long as it doesn't live up to its creed. And so we have a right, those of us who see the injustice and the injustice has been visited upon, to challenge it. And so there were processes in place to attempt to challenge what this nation has done. And it's not equal yet.
Okay, Earl. First, okay, so we're going to have a response with that. You're talking about past injustices, and I don't disagree with you. But if you're basing on today, if you look at all the sports.
Listen, man. I don't care about sports. Sports is not real life. Okay? There's inequality in the job market. And so how do you fix that? Inequality in the job market winds up creating inequality in a society where some Americans struggle to even just make it. And a lot of times it's predicated on the color of their skin or their nationality. The very things this nation says it was going to be different than other nations.
Again, you're focusing on color, religion, and all that stuff. It needs to be based on merit.
No, hey, David, it wasn't based on merit for centuries. You can't dismiss that. That's facts. And so now to all of a sudden say, well, it should be based on merit. Why wasn't it based on merit 300 years ago, David? Or 200 years ago, or 100 years ago, or in some instances, yesterday.
Because America has changed.
It's changed.
It's not a slave nation anymore.
What are you talking about, man? We're not talking about it being a slave nation where people own other people. We're talking about it impacting the lives of average American citizens, not giving them equal opportunity to prosper in a nation that claims it's equal and equitable.
Anybody has the opportunity, given their ability of being able to do whatever.
Hey, David, that's what you say, okay? So just because you say it, there are statistics that will prove you 100% wrong. You are 100% wrong. And I don't care how many times you want to reframe that message, you are 100% wrong. The nation is still not fair and just and equal. And it never will be. As long as there are people like you who want to disavow the fact that racism and discrimination is still alive and well in this nation.
Well, that is why the Asian end of things end up suing the elite universities, because the Asians were being excluded because they were outperforming, but they were not included into the colleges over there. And it was based on the fact that it was DEI. That's the whole reason why.
Hey, David. I'm sorry, man. You can't see it. You're blind. And you'll never see it until you walk in somebody else's shoes. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. We'll come to you. I promise you. Hang on. From kids, from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is a community reminder from Buzz of the North. There's a free kids movie each Thursday at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library located right in Hayward. And that happens Thursday from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30. And this is a weekly event, happens each Thursday. Again, a kids movie at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library in Hayward each Thursday from 10:30 until 12:30. Community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This time of year, I'd like to remember the gifts of cheer to put under the tree. Sharing the things that make a December. Here is my list for you, just from me. All I want for Christmas are friends that sparkle and snow that's light on the ground.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. I said it's going to be a robust discussion, and you guys are doing a great job of it. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Merry Christmas to you. You say what?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and the gang at the station. We absolutely celebrate today and rejoice, and I want to share that with you and everybody.
Do you agree that Democrats should be changing, Mike?
I think we all need to change, evolve, maybe would be a better word. But in general, no. I think systems need changing. I think truth to power needs to be put front and center. Fairness and equity, liberty and justice should be paramount. And what we've found is, really, since affirmative action was removed by the right wingers back in the 70s and into the early 80s, affirmative action was under attack, Earl, when affirmative action legislation was the result of trying to do something equitable for those people where Jim Crow in prior history actually absolutely screwed them out of their land, their property, and their futures. Affirmative action was set up to be the remedy for all of the stolen real estate and fortunes that many of the minorities have been stolen, been picked on, if you will. One fact that is just ringing around my head that I'm struggling with, and you guys have mentioned it a couple times this morning. We're talking about these trans athletes. I looked it up the other day. Guess how many trans athletes there are across the country?
Probably less than 0.0001 million.
12.
No, that's what I mean.
12 people. 12. No kidding. And so, when then you peel back the onion, they spent over $100 million in attack ads. $100 million on really blown the public's mind. And at the same time, causing the rift in the throw the arms up in the air by the American people, I'm not going to vote anymore. But that's why we had such a lower vote turnout, because we had so much BS shoved down our throats for months, the weeks, the days up to the election. That's all part of the plan. They didn't want 175 million people voting. And with the 150, with a low turnout, they win. That's always been the remedy. I want to talk about one other thing real quick, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Liberty and justice for all. At least to me, how we were born and raised and, you know, guided through life, it was a big deal. It was a beacon of light that we all were pursuing, because we all want liberty. We all want justice. And we all want to do the right thing. We've witnessed our elections being monetized against the will of the public. We've witnessed inaction of Congress in so many ways, whether it be gun legislation or other green energy proposals, things where 60, 70, 80% of the American public support wholeheartedly healthcare reform and access. And yet we see every time that there's an attempt to gain public access to these services that are ours, there's a big pushback from the right. It's a war. There's no negotiation. It's just a war. So, you know, until we get our heads on straight, Earl, until we recognize that for hundreds of years there was inequity in many, many, many black.
Well, and you know what, Mike? Lives. That continues even to this day.
Yes, yes. Until we grow up and mature as a society, we're going to be chasing, you know, these distractions and these obstacles and divide and conquer strategies forever. We got to take control of our nation, and the only way that's going to happen is when millions of people stand up and say enough.
Hey, Mike, very well said as always, man. Merry Christmas to you and yours. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue this. You know, I've got so much more that I wanted to get to, but I'll try to get to some of those things on the other side. Hang tight. Coming right to you. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Shopping, stuffed all my stockings, filled up my heart to the brim. Topping my list, oh, so much to do, is sharing my wish of joy just for you. All I want for Christmas are people smiling and love to go all around. And if I might insist, I'd like to make just one wish. May I, baby, tell...
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating a successful elk hunt after the season officially closed on Friday. According to DNR officials, this year's hunt was the first that gave hunters the opportunity to harvest elk in both the northern and central elk zones. 8 hunters in total were randomly selected for this year's elk hunt from an application pool of over 25,000. All 4 hunters in the central elk zone, 2 hunters in the northern elk zone, and tribal hunters successfully harvested a bull elk during the season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers across the state that the early catch-and-release season for inland trout will open next weekend. According to a press release, the season will run from January 4th through May 2nd, during which anglers can only use artificial lures and must immediately release any trout they catch. Anglers will be allowed to keep those trout beginning on May 3rd. Anyone planning to participate in the catch-and-release season will need a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp. The Superior City Council has adopted an amended agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to provide additional funding for the Hammond Avenue reconstruction project. The project had originally been expected to receive about $1.4 million in state funding to help offset the total cost of $5.2 million. The city has now secured an additional $500,000 in funding through the Surface Transportation Program. Phase 2 construction on the project is expected to take place in 2025. Law enforcement authorities are investigating the circumstances of a single vehicle crash that killed a Downing woman on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the crash occurred at around 7:30 a.m. in the Prairie Farm area. Their initial investigation found that the vehicle had gone off the road and rolled. When authorities arrived on the scene, they found the 44-year-old woman outside of the vehicle, and she was flown to Regents Hospital in St. Paul, where she later died. There were no other passengers in the car. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a little patchy fog in a few spots this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more patchy fog, and it could be frosty too. Our low in the 20s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high in the mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you. fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us, as always, at 855-752-4842. We've been having this discussion, and I wanted to have it, and really what precipitated it was this article in the New York Times on November 24th, the Democrats are in trouble. This man can save them. And it's really about a book that was written by Mr. Rawls. And the name of the book is A Theory of Justice, published in 1971. And so at the root of it, the philosophy of Mr. Rawls, who died in 2002, is grounded not in self-interest and competition, but in reciprocity and cooperation. His most famous idea is a thought experiment. If you want to conceive of a fair society, put on a vial of ignorance. That is, consider a way to organize it if you didn't know your position, your race, religion, or economic status. It's an intuitive idea similar to the classic scenario of how you might cut a cake more fairly if you didn't know which slice you would end up getting. The idea resonates widely since it is, in effect, a political version of the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That in some form is found across cultural and religious traditions. Last thing, and then I'll go to the phone lines. Mr. Rawls argued that we should choose two guiding principles for how we design society's core political and economic institutions. Its basic structure. First, all citizens should be free to live according to their own beliefs and to participate in politics as genuine equals. Second, we should organize our economy to achieve equal opportunities and widely shared prosperity, tolerating inequalities only where they improve the life prospects of the least advantaged. Go back to the phone lines at Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. Well, thank you for reading that passage from Mr. Rawls. I have not read his book. But what I would like to say to you is that the Democratic Party needs a new way to talk about race and also affirmative action. Perhaps affirmative action, that word, is just too tainted, and maybe some other word should be used to discuss equal opportunity.
So let me, before you go any further, as a 70-year-old black man, to say that that word bothers somebody and we need to change the word, I'm opposed to that. Because there's a reason why it was created in the first place, Cassandra. You know, and so if people feel bad about it, too bad. You're a professor. You know the history. And you know that a lot of that still exists today. So why should we pussyfoot around facts?
Earl, I am not opposed to using the word affirmative action, but if we're going to reach those people and, you know, people and try and persuade them.
Why should we have to, but Cassandra, why should we have to try to persuade somebody for what we know is true?
Earl, as you said earlier, blacks are only 5% of the population here in Wisconsin. And we need to have new talking points about affirmative action, which I truly, truly support. So the messaging has to be different. I'm not saying to toss any initiatives, but we have to find a way of
to convince people. Cassandra, we have to find what a more sanitized way to have conversations with people about injustice that continues to happen in the society.
A pragmatist at this age, sadly, yes. There are individuals in our society who are not like you and I, who are very insightful and reflective. That's just the way it is.
Well, you know, Cassandra, again, as a 70-year-old black man, I'm not willing to because of historical realities that have taken place, to soft pedal what is injustice. You know, I mean, Dr. King gave his life fighting for that injustice. It still exists. And so it may continue to exist. It doesn't mean we water it down, Cassandra.
Earl, I just want you to think about this. During the 1980s and 90s, there was an estate tax. Now, what do we refer to it as? A death tax. Why are you going to tax me after death, after I die? So the Republican Party was very effective in changing the language about taxes. And so what I'm just saying is we have to become more astute about how we present affirmative action. That's all I'm saying.
Well, so let me,
I supported
that. Let me say this, Cassandra. The Republican Party changed the definition of woke. You're a professor. You know definitions were there. They've been there. The people who created the definitions of words, brilliant people that have been there, those words have been there and the definitions. And so because Republicans were able to not change the definition, because if you go to the dictionary, the definitions are still the same, perceptive. Because they've lied and changed the word verbiage that a handful of people who support Republicans believe, doesn't mean the rest of us will throw the true definitions of words away.
Earl, you're right. But as I said before, we have a new electorate, many of them. Just think about this. 20% of our electorate over the next 10 years will be individuals who were born in another country. They do not have our institutional history.
And we
have to find a new way of talking.
Hey, Cassandra, thank you very much for the call. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I say, you know, Cassandra is, you know, I don't know, it's could some kind of lib-splaining going on. I don't buy, and they're going to keep feeding this for the next 2 years until we hopefully take over the House and the Senate, but the whole messaging is just a load of BS.
I agree, man. I agree with that.
She made her message very clear about what she wanted to do. And Cassandra is the typical voter that's voting against her better interest for some silly, ridiculous reason. But here's the thing. We need to figure out, in an oligarchy, you aren't going to get squat, so you might as well be yelling at the wall behind you, Earl. But that's the direction we're headed in. And, you know, we need to form our communities. We need to stay together with each other and try to get through this somehow. But thanks for your vote, Cassandra. We really appreciate it. And, you know, all this other malarkey she talks when she calls is just, I don't know how she's a professor. But she is, and I just, the students are getting, I just wonder what message the students are getting from her when they go to her class.
So Brendan, thank you very much for the call. So people are entitled to their own opinions, you know, and whether I support it or not, I clearly don't see things through the same prism as she does, but that's, you know, I feel that way about many, and they feel that way about me. That's what this is about, a free and open dialogue and conversation. But I also say this, at the root of all of this is the fact that a small, well, the majority of the people that voted, even as small as that percentage is, believe somehow that Democrats had forgotten about them and that somehow Donald Trump and the Republicans were going to make it better. Come on, man. Come on. How can you possibly believe that a man with the wealth of Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and all of the other billionaires that Donald Trump has put in place is going to care about you? Well, it was a protest vote. I voted because the Democrats didn't do what I thought they should do, so I voted for. So you voted for people who are going to make life even worse for you. For the Republicans who voted for Donald Trump, they just had this debate on the debt ceiling. Donald Trump and Elon Musk said, shut it down. We don't care if the farmers get what they needed. The farmers who voted for them, shut it down. We don't care if those people whose lives were turned inside out and upside down by the hurricane get any of the support that they need during this time, shut it down. These are the people that voted for them. The very Democrats who they are opposed to fought to make sure that they didn't shut it down so they could get what they needed. I don't know why you can't see that. Those of you who voted for them, it's a little bit of what you're going to get. And so what purpose did you accomplish by saying, I'm disappointed in the Democrats, so I'm going to make sure that the people who have done everything within their power to make it almost impossible for me as an average person to survive, I'm going to give them the power to tighten the screws on me even more. In essence, that's what has happened here. And then I'm told that I have to understand why you did that and why you felt that way. I'm sorry, I don't. As somebody who lives in a community that is full of poor black people who struggle even as much, if not more, than people in rural America, I don't understand that. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Christmas time is here. We'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Christmas time, Christmas time, Christmas time.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of what has been a great conversation. I've always said, from the first time I had an opportunity to sit down before a microphone, that the focus of, to me, radio is to have a dialogue with those who are listening. And so, you know, that's always been what I've always thought made for important radio, and I trust you feel the same way. Let's go back to the phone lines, and Charles from Milwaukee. Go ahead, Charles.
Oh, hi. There's something that's not being talked about, and that is this is a religious thing, too, and that's really why Democrats lost this time around. The Democrats lost votes this time. The Republicans did not. And if you go to the churches, Catholic, Protestant, they're all pro-life, all pro-life. And the Democrats made a big mistake this time around because they focused on abortion, abortion, abortion. Well, if you go to these churches, they're not for that. And the Democrats need to come to an understanding. They need to come somewhere in the middle on this issue. Others are going to keep losing over and over.
Hey, Charles, let me say this to those in the church, okay? You know, the Bible is pretty explicit and pretty clear. And Christ's teachings, pretty clear. One sin is no greater than another. And so if people in churches focus solely on abortion, how can you love me whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? If you're going to predicate decisions that you make on what the Bible says and what's acceptable in that book, then you can pick out a lot of different, you know, passages, Charles. So for all those people who said, this is why we did what we did, is because of what the Bible says, I push back against that. Go ahead.
Well, one thing that's being missed is that there's been over 50 million babies killed since 73, and that has affected society. People don't want to look at it. People don't want to believe it, but it has affected society in a negative way.
Hey, Charles, how can you love me whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day?
That's a great point, but just the same, there's 50 million at least that have died from abortion, and that's affected society, and not in a good way, and people are tired of it.
Hey, Charles, thou shalt not kill, right? Okay.
Absolutely.
But yet we go to war, and we kill people all the time. Thou shalt not kill, but we support the death penalty. What are we talking about, man?
Tiny numbers versus abortion. Tiny.
Go ahead.
The life of the mother, all that stuff. Yes, life of the mother, incest, all that stuff. That's a great point. But most abortions are not that. Most are for convenience and lack of income, which, there again, the Republicans need to put their money where their mouth is and support these women who want to have their children.
Hey, you just said the $64,000 question. Republicans want babies born, but once the life comes into the world, they don't want to do anything to support it. Charles?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because they're fakes. That's why.
Okay.
Fake.
Thank you very much for the call. Mike, quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, you know what? The conservatives have complete networks, radio networks, TV networks, pushing their messaging. And no matter what anybody says, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all these
all week.
Are not left-leaning media groups. This left has to change their messaging. No. We just need to have a fair playing field. So where we compete and we all are playing by the same rule, and we'll win everything.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank all of you who participated as always. Calvin and I are going to be back on Thursday and Friday, and we're going to be back the day after the new year. We're only going to take the new year off as we're only taking Christmas off. So join us. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bott. Merry Christmas to all of you. See you guys in a day.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Airlines is back in the air after a ground stop early this morning. The problem, paperwork, weight and balance information, passenger numbers and fuel requirements. It wasn't handed in on time, so they stopped all American flights for about an hour. Now they are running again. They're up and running again in parts of Texas, but they're not, where a line of heavy thunderstorms have halted all takeoffs and landings in that part of the country. Rough weather along the West Coast.
Southern California, storms bringing 30-foot waves and flooding. In Santa Cruz, a man killed after a large wave pinned him under debris. Powerful Pacific surf knocking part of a pier into the ocean.
Oh my God.
Restrooms at the far end of the wharf breaking up and bobbing in the water. A man in a hard hat and another man near heavy equipment seen waving their arms, floating on the wreckage.
ABC's Ariel Reshev. Snow in the Northeast as well this Christmas Eve. This is ABC News.
I'm